We do this on Fridays.
Some things in life are bad.
You call in.
They can really make you mad.
Give me some good news.
Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle.
Whistle now, whistle.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
I can see you puckering up. Here we come.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light.
Lauren Lapka, you go first today. Do you have a bright side or you just want to start reading? What's going on?
Well, both. My bright side is actually reading through all these bright sides. It's making me feel better just seeing how happy everybody is during this very difficult time. And let me just say, John, before even reading a specific one, there's been about like three dozen saying their bright side is they're about to get a haircut.
Steve Bertrand, you got a bright side for the whole class?
He's on the phone.
He's doing the news. He probably does. Steve usually plays along, but our newsman is doing the news, and we will forgive him for that. I'm barbecuing this weekend. Boy, that's going to make me smile come Saturday night. Let's talk to Rich. You go first, Rich. You're on WGN. What's the good news for you, sir?
Well, hi, John. I am a farmer's market manager here in Winfield. And with a lot of extra work this year, for obvious reasons, we are going to be opening our Winfield Farmers Market on schedule this Wednesday, June 3rd.
Now, boy, Rich, thanks for the call. Lauren Lapka, you go next.
815 says their bright side is they're very proud of their daughter, Jane, who is part of the first graduating class of pharmacy from the Medical College of Wisconsin.
Hey, Lawrence, you're on WGN. What's your bright side?
Hi, King John.
Hey.
King John, I tried for 6 or 7 weeks to certify for my unemployment benefits. No avail. Couldn't get a hold of anybody. I called my Republican representative in Rockford, Steve Stottleman, and an hour and a half, the IDS called me back. I got all my back pay and everything.
Wow. You know, listen, those guys are supposed to work for you, and I hear a lot of them do. I'm really glad you had that experience, Lawrence.
An hour and a half after trying for about 7 weeks, and an hour and a half, I almost fell off the couch.
You must always face the curtain with a bang.
It shouldn't require that, but what the heck? You're paying taxes. Have them work for you. Lauren Lapka, go.
Got two great anniversary ones. 309 says it's their 20th wedding anniversary, plus the haircut, as I mentioned. And 773 says their kids surprised them with a drive-by parade with family and friends for their 50th wedding anniversary. Woo!
Hey, David, why are you smiling? You're on GN Radio.
Well, I got a couple things. King John, first, it's a beautiful day. I'm bald. I don't need a haircut. My family is healthy, but most importantly, I'm getting to play with four guys on the golf course today, not just two.
Yeah,
so,
think about that.
A little selfish, but I'm very happy about that.
And that's not selfish. It's not selfish at all. You go play. You guys have a great time.
We will. Thank you again. Have a great weekend, John.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Hey, Billy, why are you smiling? You're on WGN Radio.
I got my hair cut yesterday, and it is a beautiful day out. Let's get out of our houses.
Lauren Lapka, what are you reading?
Got two more great ones for you, John. 630 says they're happy they've made and delivered over 300 masks, and the small amount they're charging is helping that unemployed girl stay afloat. And a different 630 says their bright side is they survived teaching their students remotely, and now they're on summer vacation. You've earned it.
Hey, Chuck, you're on WGN. What's the good news for you, sir?
Hey, King John, today is my wife's last day of work, retirement after 34 years. Wow. She was even on a Zoom conference call with your sister, Mary, today.
Oh, no kidding. Is she an attorney or is she in jail? What's her deal?
She has worked at the state's attorney's office running grand jury, Paula, for the last 34 years.
Wow. Wow. So you guys are... You're not traveling, I don't suppose, right now, but anxious just to kind of enjoy each other's company and take a break, huh?
Well, I get to keep working, but tonight it's going to be steak and lobster with her best friend, her sister, and her boyfriend on the new patio furniture to start her new journey on retirement.
Chuck, what a great call. My best to y'all. Life is quite absurd. Lauren Lapp could go.
Two exciting baby news texts. We have 815 says they're thrilled with the arrival of their second granddaughter Tuesday. And 779 says they're a first-time grandma. They can't wait to meet the granddaughter, but thank goodness for technology. They can see her even though she's 10 miles away. Congrats to both.
10 miles away, huh? Still using the Zoom and stuff, though. Jacqueline, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling?
Hey, John. Sunday was my birthday, and my sister Carolyn surprised me by driving up and dropping off a little carrot cake for my birthday and a mask that my sister Mary hand-sewed just for me.
I'm glad. Congrats. Enjoy. How about you, Karen? Why are you smiling today? You're on WGN Radio.
We have a family-owned greenhouse business in Hinsdale, and our customers are the best in the world.
You almost sound like you're in tears. Why is that? Why?
Well, you know, we had Easter, and we didn't. All our churches canceled. We usually take care of about 48 churches, and 8 of them stuck with us and the rest, and we have about 900 Easter lilies with nowhere to go. And they started coming up, curbside pickup, picking up Easter lilies, the whole community, and buying them. And then they've just stood by us, and they are unbelievable. Our customers are the best.
What's the name of your greenhouse or flower store? What's the name of the business?
It's Vern Gore's Greenhouse in Hinsdale, Illinois.
What's the street? We're all going to come over and buy some stuff from you.
We're on Oak Street, south of 55th. We've been in business for 64, no wait, we've owned it for 54 years, but the greenhouse itself is 101 years old.
All right, everybody, go there. Good luck. Congratulations. Thanks for calling. No, that's kind of nice. I like to see the businesses support the customers, but it's also nice when the customers are supporting the businesses. It goes both ways. Lauren Lapka, you got another bright side?
Yeah, I got a lot of family texts still coming in. 309 says their second granddaughter, Charlotte, was born yesterday. Everyone is healthy and well, so that's good. And 630 says today is the first time in 2.5 months they will get to hug their twin granddaughters and their big sister.
Always look on the rock. Hey, Sylvia, why are you smiling? You're on the air.
Well, I'm smiling because I was ready to go to Goodwill in Wisconsin to drop off a lot of good stuff. When I went online this morning, I found out outside the city of Chicago, they're accepting donations. And in Chicago, they're accepting donations next Wednesday. I don't have to travel.
Boy, you've just created a mad dash to the Goodwills, let me tell you.
Oh, no!
Thanks for the heads up on that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't know if the Salvation Army is going to follow, but a lot of us have got a lot of stuff piled up waiting for the Goodwills and the Salvation Armies to open up. Always look on. Got another one, Lauren?
Yes, this one gave me a chuckle because I think we can all relate a little bit. 708 says their son is out golfing and it's nice and quiet in the house.
Yeah, really. You think the golfers are happy? The people that live with the golfers right. are really happy. When you're feeling in the dump. Hey, Steve, you're on WGN. Why are you smiling? What's your bright side? Hi, Steve.
Oh, hey, how you doing, King?
Good.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'm happy because I am home taking care of my wife, who just survived a 6-hour brain surgery removing a tumor the size of an orange on Memorial Day.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, it's not like we don't have enough problems in the world, and then you got to go through that, huh?
Exactly, yeah. A seizure 2 weeks before, never had a sign in her life, but he came through at 100%. It's benign, and they expect a full recovery.
How about that? So, where did you all go?
Central DuPage Hospital in Winfield.
Yeah, they're good folks
and
there.
And the surgeon was Dr. Khan, and I cannot tell him how great he was. So,
how about that? We live in amazing times. Good for you. Our best to your wife.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Have a great weekend.
I'm not king yet. I want to be. Actually, I don't want to be king anymore. I used to think I did. 2 seconds left. Last one from Lauren Lapka.
Once in a lifetime kind of bright side. 708 says that a fawn was born in their backyard the other day. So being home has its bright side. Sent pictures along with it. It is the cutest little thing with all the white spots. How cool is that?